when you start recording.
Oh no, I'll record automatically on e-messenger.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise be to Allah who does what He wills. There are many things in our lives which go against what we will and what we wish, and that's what Allah is all about. We didn't wish for England to win, but Allah planned accordingly and He allowed them to win. Yes, they have, sadly. They threw to the final with Spain. As the turnout is poor, for the same reason, I feel let us discuss something different today, giving everybody an opportunity to speak about different things, whatever they want to talk and speak about. If I could share something first before allowing you to share anything that you would like to share with everyone. The fastest growing religion in the world is? No. What is it?
Islam.
Ji?
Islam.
No.
Atheist.
Ji?
Atheist one.
No.
Christian?
Football. The fastest growing religion in the world now is football. Wallahi, this sport is being worshipped. We regard Muslims as very, very fanatic lovers of Allah, very highly dedicated, committed, who are prepared to give anything for Allah. But even then we see, look at our attendance in Jummah, our attendance for Salat, our sacrifices for Deen. Nothing compared to what these fanatic supporters dedicate and contribute. We turn up for Jummah, and hardly we can stay there for 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes. Somebody crazy like myself would take 40, 45 minutes and no, people are not interested and they wouldn't want to come. Football, Jummah is taking, this is their Jummah. Every football game is their Jummah. And it takes place twice a year, twice a week, or even more, twice, yes, approximately twice a week. Gee? But the number do not fluctuate. And their Jummah is offered for how long? Not just for 90 minutes, add extra 1 hour on top, half an hour before, half an hour after. 2.5 hours or something like that, they are dedicated. Hasanji, are you listening, brother? Are you watching? Are you following the other religion? And the fanatism that we see in it, for that sport, just like for religion, we fight one another, isn't it? They do the same. They fight with one another. Before the football match started between England and Netherlands, already there was a big brawl, or big fights that broke out, injuring a number of people. Yes, Abu Bakr, I know. I don't just know Pathan stories. I know their stories as well. And we see in every match like that, right, out of that dedication and that what addiction or whatever you call that connection, the attachment is so deep and the emotions run so high that they're prepared to do anything. Right, this is their time dedication. Look at the money dedication. Allahu Akbar. We have to contribute only 2.5%, Bilal. And yet there are many members of the Ummah who are not ready to do so. 2.5%. Look at here, every week, how much are tickets for? 20?
Upwards of
60
pounds.
60? Minimum. Allah. 60 pounds. And usually they go as families. It's not just because father is a fanatic fan, so is the wife. Now there is no distinction between men and women anymore. You'll see in the football supporters equally, just like number of men, same number of women are found also in the stadium. Right, so as a family now, then of course you're not going to leave your children behind, because parents are fanatic supporters, so are the children. Generally, so are the children as well. So now it's as a family, they will participate in a football match. Now count 60 children, 30. How much are you talking about per match? You are talking about 100 for a match. Hundreds for a match. And then, you don't even want to go from here to YMA for Jummah Namaz. You're saying it's far, I'll read it here and I'll read it there. See, everybody's just looking for local masjid. True? Here they are prepared to travel as far as, if the match is in London, Tottenham, we'll go to Tottenham. Chelsea, Stamford Bridge, we'll go to Stamford Bridge. And see, if it's on the other end, then yes, we'll go to the other end of the country. Now, if you add the fuel cost, if they go by their own car, or if they travel by train, or if they travel by coach or whatever, put that cost together. We are asked to read Takbir al-Tashriq twice in the whole year. Or especially Eid al-Adha, just once, that read loud, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And you come chanting away to the Eid venue. Right, you should be roaring this takbir out. Okay, and the streets of the Muslim locality should be echoing with takbir. That should be like the way we see it today with the football supporters. But that doesn't happen anymore. That doesn't happen. And gee, Crabtree, all the road, Hampton Road, all these roads are very quiet, Junaid. Yet, on the other hand, look at the fanaticism and look at the dedication that good mile away from the stadium. You can hear the hustle and the bustle and the emotions and you can hear the loud screams and everything. And everybody on top of their voice for 90 minutes before and after. On top of their voices. Allahu Akbar. Where do they get the strength from? Look at the dedication. So, something, an activity behind which so much money, so much time, so much psychological dedication. That's what you call the religion. And then, the way they idolize the personalities. Right? Even just a glance at them. A glimpse of their sohbat and their company. Just their signature. Just to meet them. Ji, hai ya nahi? Jis tarike par, like in our religion, like Anbiya must be revered. Anbiya must be loved. Ji. Ulamas must be loved and so on. Yet we see that it's not to what it should be. Whereas in football, everyone mad behind the players. So how do you think about this? Isn't this becoming a very big religion, football? Football. And then, so you've got thousands, like there will be a match and there will be 50,000, 60,000 supporters. And gee, from one side, and you'll have 50, 40, 50, 60,000 on the other side. And then you'll have hundreds of thousands around the world who'll be watching the game. And I go to Tanzania, and yes, the African, the black Africans are mad behind Chelsea, Liverpool, United, and Arsenal, Barcelona, and you know, and they know better. And again, they will get together, although they've got very little money, but in the villages what they have, they will have a big TV screen at a restaurant or as a takeaway. And they will have some seating facility and that as well. And they will pay for that extra. And they will sit and they will all watch together. And you should see, the roar and the emotions as well. Where in Tanzania, where game play being played here between Arsenal and Liverpool. And this goes everywhere. Japan, China. Chinese are fanatic fans of Liverpool. Is that right? Malaysia, right. Similar thing. All these countries. Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia. See? All these North African countries. Egypt. Allahu Akbar. They're mad at football. Absolutely mad. So a sport, an activity which has captured the potentials of the whole world globally. Blacks, whites, rich, poor. What do you call that? You call that religion. Where there is so much dedication and there is so much love. It's become a religion. And this is what I say, Abbas. Fastest growing religion is football. And they wish if they could worship football, or they could worship footballers. Proper, it's become like idols. And what I'm worried, what's your name? I forgot your name. Jee? Yusuf. Inshallah. Beautiful name. I think you're quite into football, aren't you? No? What I'm concerned and worried, many times this can create addiction. This is addictive. They don't have money, but they have to go on support. And you know, when they lose, when your team loses, then you should see how you become depressed, how you become frustrated, how you throw things around, and how you take your anger out on other people. Is that what you do, Junaid? You're not into football. You're into what? Food? Junaid? Cricket. Ah, Pakistan, long time they've gone back home. Finished ages ago. Allahu Akbar. If I could have other people contributing about this subject or maybe another subject. Today we've decided, Yusuf, for the discussion to be an open discussion, as we don't see as many people here today. And the subject I would like to discuss is pretty sensitive, emotional, and I would rather everybody be present for that subject. So it's a free platform today. You may talk about what we have discussed. We are definitely missing Tariq Bhai today. He might be watching football? No. Anybody? Yusuf Shah Kuldo. One card.
I think I should discuss this or not regarding the election that took place, and particularly in our masjid. One particular person of the committee was discussed, and I think it was not right. He played a very good role in the past. He's still running the project, and people are demanding who should question. Was it right?
That is something different. Let's not discuss this issue here. About personal individuals in public like this, with people of all different ages.
No, it belongs to the committee, and you may have heard about it.
No, Yusuf Shah, I would not. I would rather not speak about the subject. No. Agar koi general koi baat ho, personally kisi ke bare mein, then only out of respect for individuals, I don't want to sort of bend what I need to really say and be saying as well at the same time. So I don't want to be in a compromising situation. So I would rather just...
No, I wasn't collecting in the groups, through WhatsApp.
Bas wo jo ho raha hai, wo ho raha hai. Lekin, no, I don't want to say anything about it. Koi aur baat karo, aap Pakistan ke baare mein hame kaho kuch. Imran Khan, Pathan ke baare mein kuch batao.
Inshallah,
it's coming out soon. Acha. Good for you. Alhamdulillah. Your efforts are, inshallah, kamyab.
So, this is for last 3-9 months.
पहले तो ये मुझे 2 साल पहले कहते हैं कि इसको अंदर डालो. यूसुफ शाह ने मुझे कहा कि इसको अंदर डालो. अच्छा जी.
Maybe that time he was wrong.
He's a very very honest person, believe me, wallahi. Pakistan should be very very proud to have a man like him in their midst. Right, everybody has got their flaws and their weaknesses. But what we look at in a man when we are talking about politics, we shouldn't be looking at personal matters now. See, what we should be looking at, sincerity, integrity. See, we should be looking at amanatdari, trustworthiness, honesty, loyalty with the religion, with the deen, with the people, with the country, and not be sellouts. These are the things that you look at, right, in politicians. You don't look at dusri cheezein, oh, uski dhaadi nahi hai. For example, you say, oh, he's a prime minister of Pakistan, so on, so on. He hasn't even got a beard. What, is this the standard that we are on now these days, that we'll be looking whether he's got a beard on or not? Not at all. Oh, when he was playing cricket, he had girlfriends and he used to go to clubs. Abbas, isn't that silly? Yes, everybody has got their past. Mm-hmm. What sort of a person is he today now? What is he ready to serve the people? This is what you look at. Chalo, anyway.
So,
Mm-hmm. Abbas, you come up with very difficult questions.
No, it's not. Just have clusters, like, you know, obviously, like for example, Riva, how it's mentioned, you know, which is important, that there's obviously the strong punishments against it, etc. But I was just thinking, like, you know, for example, like tax avoidance, I don't know if this question will be answered now, but for example, like tax avoidance, or maybe saying, you know, like this tax avoidance, or maybe claiming extra money or something, which, you know, you're maybe not entitled for, does that come under the same category as haram money? And like, would that be the same level as that, or how does that work?
Ji, very practical question, Abbas. And I'm always proud of you that you always look at from everything from haram and halal perspective. Ji, so very practical, sensible question. Definitely we all know consumption of interest and riba is haram. To give and take. Ji. Definitely to earn is definitely haram money. Question is, if you are avoiding taxation, avoiding taxation means it's yours but you are not giving what you need to give. It's not that you are taking haram. So avoiding taxation is not as bad as taking interest, no. It's not haram income. It's not haram income. Question is whether what you are doing is right or wrong. It's ethical or non-ethical. It's jais or not jais. It's not that money has become haram. No, that earning is your earning and it's halal earning.
Is
So the earning, wait, so the earning doesn't become haram. It's only whether not to give in taxation is that jais or not jais, allowed or not allowed. So let's talk about taxation. With taxation, you have to look at the very bigger picture. Maybe somebody else like Abdul Rahman, maybe can elaborate. Taxation, you have to know that what is this money used for? Is it used for social benefits, universal credit, family credit, unemployment benefit, and so on? Right. Is it being used for policing, fire, ambulance, hospitals, road services, bin services? You have to look at that whole picture. If you are benefiting from these benefits for which tax is being collected from you, you are benefiting from them, then yes, you have to pay. You have to pay. If you are not benefiting from them, from any of them, then yes, Islamically, in that case, taxation is a zulm. Because in Islam, taxation is regarded as unjust. It's an unjust matter. The government cannot charge the public taxation, right? Any form of tax. It's people's personal hard-earned money. And the government and authority should be, with their own natural resources, should be able to provide any sort of facilities they can provide. And people should not be expected and forced to give certain amount of money towards these facilities. So it's regarded as unjust. Hence, for unjust matters, you are allowed to avoid. But for as long as you are not benefiting from them, you are not part of that system. The way our society is today, we are all benefiting. Somebody will fall ill, immediately you want the ambulance and you want it within a minute or two. And you will be shouting your head off if it gets 5-10 minutes late. Typical our nature. Fire again, you will want to immediately call the fire brigade. And you would expect them to be there. What else? I don't know. What else is included? Is it bins as well? Bins as well, right? Police, ambulance, bins, buses, trains, public transport. What else? Is it also wars as well, weapons and so on? I suppose it's also, unfortunately, very sadly, and a sensitive issue for us, where we are paying tax and that tax is going towards arming, right, people who will be killing our own brothers and sisters. But yes, part of it goes in that department also. So yes, if we are in a situation where we are benefiting. Again, big thing is, I think a big chunk is social benefits. Is that part of it as well? Part of the... So whatever tax money you give, if we are also claiming, we would be claiming, for example... retirement pensions and so on, and we are already claiming family allowance for the children, universal credit, and the rest of it, we're always there, then it's only fair that you have to pay and you shouldn't avoid. That's number one. Number two, you shouldn't also avoid because you have given your oath of abiding by the law of the country. So whatever the laws of the country that are not directly contrary to the ethics and teachings of Islam, then you have to abide by them. However, if you avoid, that doesn't mean the money that you have earned has become haram. It's only not giving is an haram amal, a najais amal. What was the third part of it? Avoiding taxation, and the other one was?
For example, like claiming what you shouldn't claim.
Right, okay. Claiming what you shouldn't claim. That is definitely, once you claim what you shouldn't claim. And you are not eligible. You were not eligible to have that money. Then this money that you have earned by lying, by cheating, it's not halal for you. It's not halal for you. The income itself, it's not halal. Not just the practice of it, but the income itself is not halal. So if you declare that, yes, I only earn so much, when you earn more than that, and because of what you have written there, you are getting X amount of money now. So this X amount of money based on your lies does not belong to you. It's not halal for you. So there is a difference between claiming money illegally and illegally not giving tax and riba.
So, Sajid, people have to tell lie to avoid tax as well. They have to tell lie that they earn less. So that's why they are not obliged to give the tax.
So again, that is going to be, it's not that income is going to be haram, but again, this is fiddling and this is najais. Ye kaam na, ye amal najais hai maqsood. Ye amal najais hai. Haan, you can look for loopholes where you can avoid or whatever, like people, they will have the work carried out, they will buy expensive cars and they will show that they have, you know, spend the money. Fine, those are, but you have literally spent the money, isn't it? Aapne saal bhar mein wo kharch kiya, wo aapne dikhaya.
In Islam, if we can't tax people, how can we run Baitul Mal?
Ji, Baitul Mal phir kaise? Right, Baitul Mal kaise chalta hai? Good question. That if the authority, the government doesn't expect its citizens to pay any tax, how will the country run? How will the country run? First of all, if in the country there are non-Muslims living in the country and you are looking after their izzat, their property, their wealth, you are policing them properly, patrolling them, their religious places as well, because that's what a Muslim country is responsible to do. If it's a Muslim country and you've got churches there, temples there, synagogues there, Hindu temples there, then if they are living there, then a Muslim country is obliged to look after their property, wealth, their religious sites and everything, provided they pay jizya. They pay tax. You understand? They have to pay tax. So your income comes from that source. That's number one. Number two, you will have natural resources in the country. Gas, lithium, lead, gold, silver, oil, petrol, electricity. These are all different natural resources that your country may contain. And there's always a country, every country that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has equipped that country with certain natural resources. Some countries will have these resources as oil and so on, gas and lithium and gold and copper and so forth. There are countries where it's very the land is very fertile. The land is very fertile. So it produces all the greenery and all the groceries and all the herbs and all the fruits and the veds. So you make income out of that. The other thing is, Islam in any country, Muslim country, always simplicity is promoted. So high living standards are always discouraged. So you've got the living costs very low. Simple sadi zindagi. No extravagance. So it brings the living costs down. So if you look at the whole structure, then yes, it works. If you pick and mix, then maybe the system will not work. Right. The other thing is, people are going to pay 2.5% of their contribution, their savings. This goes in Baitul Mal in a Muslim country. This goes in Baitul Mal. So everybody is paying 2.5% of their wealth. This goes in Baitul Mal. And from this social benefits are now rolled out. Poor, needy, this, that, whatever needs to be done. So that's another resource. Yeah, everybody please open up. I like when people open up and we have an open discussion. Otherwise, I'll get you back to the Quran. Abbas. Yes, Bilal. You're right, Bilal.
I say when they compare religion, divine religion, to sports, I say in each and every era, there's always been sports there. And like if I'm being very fanatic about cricket, might be other people won't. And Nadeem got nothing to do with, you know, like with football, even though he's a very good cricketer. It's the same as if someone is very interested in squash. They will have no idea what's happening. And even in white people as well. Some of them, they are into like golf, and they have got nothing to do with the football. So, Sanjay, you might be very sort of interested in football, and you always give example.
Mm.
To me, I think what we can see is it's not a really a case, and we should really keep religion to religion. And sports to sports, because there is no any comparison. There is, you know, even for Prophet ﷺ times, there used to be so many sports. But Prophet ﷺ, even one point of time, Umar Farooq رضي الله تعالى عنه was reading something from the Injil, and Prophet ﷺ got very angry. You know, he was very red. So the Umar says, "Can't you see that what Prophet ﷺ is thinking about you?" He said, "I'm not doing anything wrong. I want to just redo the script." So, Sahib, there is no room when we are talking about the religion. There is no comparison, Sahib. Sports is sports, you know. You know, like a religious person, he definitely see religion as a religion, you know. And especially even in this country, when they, especially black people who are going to, you know, like churches. They are Christian. Sports is sports. There is a lot of influence of Shaitan. And Shaitan is actually making these things very interesting for them. That's why they are just into it. And this is wrong. So we can't compare a very sort of divine sort of religion to any sports. I think, Saji, to me, it seems like we should promote this. If you do it from the member, then might be our kids, they might be thinking that, oh yeah, might be because Moran Shreve says is a growing religion. So that's what we are interested
in. I'm saying in positivity or negativity. So anyway, thank you very much. Yes. Yes, let's see. This is Maqsood's sort of understanding and let me answer. When we talk about religion is not something that comes in the name of Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and so on, that people take it as religion only. All right. Religion, as Quran says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen those people who have taken their whims and desires as their gods? Whims and desires, entertainment, passions, sensual desires, material divine desires. Have you not seen that people who have fallen into whims and desires, they have taken these as their gods? Even Allah is saying, ki unhone isko khuda banaya hai. Allah ne bhi entertainment ko, whims, desires ko kya kaha? Ki tumne inko khuda banaya hai. So whims, desires, making it religion. Allah is saying it. when the concept of religion is very broad. All right. When people say religion, it doesn't mean religion what I believe something on the heavens. Means religion means what is something so important to me that nothing is more important beyond that. What I dedicate myself most for. Where my loyalty lies. Who do I start? What do I start my day with? And how do I end my day? Where do all my potentials are channeled? This is religion. People have been worshipping fire. Now this is fire worshipping. How can it be religion? It's still a religion. It's only fire, sun, moon, rivers, seas, waters. Still religion. Because their dedication is for them. In the same way, whether it's football now, take it as fire, sun, moon. So, no, there is nothing wrong in saying that, yes, it's like a religion. It is like a religion. दूसरी बात आपने क्या कही थी कुछ हाँ राइट इन द टाइम ऑफ प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम देयर वर सो मेनी स्पोर्ट्स नो नाइस टू से दैट जस्ट टू हाइप अप द ब्यूटी ऑफ इस्लाम टू से ओ देयर वर मेनी स्पोर्ट्स नो देयर वरंट एनी स्पोर्ट्स राइट इफ देयर वर सम स्पोर्ट्स इट वाज ओनली टू प्रिपेयर देम फॉर जिहाद इट वाज फॉर दीन इट वाज फॉर Deen. In the courtyard of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's masjid, Masjidun Nabawi, occasionally there would be a play carried out by black Africans. From those days, all sports have been won over by black people. So yes, the play was demonstrated and played by black Africans in the courtyard of Masjidun Nabawi. What play was it? Do you think it was wild soccer and rugby? No, it was archery. It was archery. Which even Aisha radiallahu anha, she wanted to also watch. And he alayhi salatu wasalam allowed her to watch that show behind his back. So it was archery. It was archery. It was anything to do with getting more stronger in their deen and in their military preparation. Let's be honest. Nothing for entertainment. There was no sport. You mention any sport in the time of Nabi alayhi salam, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, for entertainment. Saying this, I'm not saying that these sports are not allowed. I'm not saying you shouldn't play. No. We're not talking about that. I'm just saying how the world is now changing into a different religion of entertainment. I'm not saying it's haram. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch. I'm not saying you shouldn't go. I'm not saying you shouldn't play especially. No, we're not talking about that at all. We're just saying how much dedication is being given to one compromising with the other. Compromising with the deen. For example, there'll be lots of people who will be watching and they'll miss their asr and maghrib. Yes, exactly. The class is a case.
Well, it's getting a status of religion.
Yes.
But has anyone, even all Sheffield fanatic fans, have they ever read any two rakat of Salah in the name of David Beckham or Martin, any other sportsman?
It's not about reading rakats. It's about dedication of the time, money. They have spent £100 today to go and watch Beckham.
You are being stolen.
Religion
isn't about
just
praying. Yeah, the religion is not about ruku and sajda.
No, religion is
you are judging everything by your standards of religion. But the world outside is very different. Morana speaks about football as a religion or he doesn't, the world will still carry on outside. People will support. What he's trying to say to you is that football is taking over in terms of the numbers.
That's
people
right.
are following. Yeah, it doesn't mean that they have to have a jamaat and they have to go on hajj and or do all these
yeah.
things. Yeah, you are taking it too literally.
The West has the West is by and large
a godless society. They say Europe is the graveyard of Christianity, has become the graveyard of Christianity. So in this kind of environment situation, it becomes a breeding ground for like football becoming a focus.
Well put. Very nicely put. True. True. And that's what we are saying. We're not saying that they read namaz for Beckham. They are doing more than reading namaz for Beckham. We don't give £60 for every salat to Allah. Gee, we don't spend 90 minutes or 120 minutes when we come for each salat. They do for Beckham. They are giving £100 for Beckham to watch him. They are there in their own salat, in their own ways of salat. They are there for 2 hours for him. That's religion.
And mostly they are Christian. They don't go to church in that number.
Well, that's what I say. That's become a godless society.
So,
they are believers. They are believers as well of Beckham. They are believers, Maksud.
Also, I find it interesting, because it is interesting, to be honest with you, because they are selling a dream. Yes, and the dream is—it fits the masses, where they can you dedicate your time to this. Maybe you might not make it, but your children will become footballers. They will become instant millionaires. I mean, all this lavishness in football. I'm not into football. For me, it's in the last 40 years, all this extremism in terms of finance and everything has only happened in the last 30, 40 years. That dream is
just do it.
The dream is easily sold, particularly to the people in Tanzania and so forth, because they are poor. You know, so it's a dream that everybody easily buys into. And we as Muslims, what dream do we give them? You can't do this. That's haram. This is haram. You know, we pay our imams pittances. You know. So, the dream is something that we can't see. You know, Jannah is we can't see it. So the reality is, everybody will jump to this dream.
Of course.
What we're offering.
Well, it's more of reality. They can see the benefits.
What it is, the incentives in this dunya, the incentive is in cash. Whereas our incentives, whether it's ilm, Quran, hifz, whatever it may be, akhirat mein, aankhe band ho jane ke baad, you know. And yes, it's all different. See, that's the difference. And that's what our deen is all about anyway. We have been told from day one that this is going to be your prison. Don't expect, right, okay, jannat fruits here. And jannat revenues here. Don't expect that. And yes, that's what it is, as Abdul Rahman says. So you have, you know, these little Yamals, right, who are only 16, right, okay, and now they are being paid millions now. You watch now, his price tag now, how it goes, right. And now what's going to be his salary? Now he's only 16. And the commentator was saying that, is it not his bedtime already? Is it not his bedtime already? You think I was in the majlis here between us? Alright, so again, so now when you again, some sort of African guy. So of course when you sell this to Tanzanian African people, they say if Yamal can do it, we are no different. And yes, this is what's happening. I go to Tanzania and there's a lot of stadiums they are making. There's a lot of young people now into exercises and training and football matches, and how they do it as well is amazing. But as Abdul Rahman said, what have we got for religion? Nothing. There is no incentive. There is no attraction. But that's going to be the difference, unfortunately, between our deen and dunya. That is going to be the difference, that we won't have anything of dunya. Yes, Nadeem, kya kehna? Kuch nahi kehna aap.
आजकल जो सबसे बड़ा जो मामला हुआ है हमारे यंगस्टर्स में एंड ऑब्वियसली एवरीबॉडी फेसिंग दिस आई थिंक समबडी जस्ट टॉक अबाउट समथिंग डोंट टॉक टू एथियस्ट फ्री थिंकर्स आवर किड्स ऑलवेज रेज दिस कंसर्न दे ऑलवेज गॉट क्लैश बिटवीन द मुस्लिम्स एंड एथियस्ट एंड इट्स बिकॉज इट्स ग्लोबल वर्ल्ड एवरीबॉडी वॉच एवरीथिंग व्हाटएवर यू कैन नॉट स्टॉप देम हाउ आर वी गोना प्रिपेयर आवरसेल्फ we face this problem, which is the future is going to be really, really hard for us. Like you said about the religion, football, to me, atheists are a fast religion, and a lot of youngsters are leaving. We don't know ourselves. They are in the rooms, they are in the attics. You thinking they are my kids are Muslim, or you're doing namaz, or you're doing this, because you're forcing them. But the time will come when they are free, and then they will too come out and harass some example from the somebody's anyway, few people. So how we tackle in the future this thing?
Ji, first of all, our madrasa syllabus should be strong, robust, comprehensive enough. And ji, to neutralize those doubts, and ji, which they may, their brains and minds may contain. We should have scholars of those caliber, and the children should be in touch with those ulamas and scholars who have that very sound, strong, deep knowledge of the circumstances of what's happening in the world. Ji, so to sort of change that mind and not allow those seeds of hypocrisy or doubts to be sown in the first place. So the solution is when you stay within the environment of masjid, madrasa, then to be honest with you, it's simple as that. Many people think, oh no, not again, same thing. But wallahi, it's so true. Just these basics, our wuzu, masjid, madrasa, ji, connection with the ustad and so on. Wallahi, isi ki barakat se bahut si bimariyan khatam ho jati hain. वो शुकुक और शुबात नहीं पैदा होते. आई गिव यू एन एग्जाम्पल. यू गाइज पीपल इन पाकिस्तान, राइट? नो लिटरेसी, नो लिटरेसी एट ऑल. हार्डली दे कुड इवन रीड कुरान. लेकिन वो एक माहौल था, मस्जिद मदरसा, एक तोते की तरह अंधा माहौल था जी. तो जिसकी वजह से कोई शुकुक शुबहात के कोई बीज कभी भी वहां पैदा नहीं हुए, और न बोए गए और न उसने फल दिया और फूल दिया. तो ये जस्ट टू स्टे विद इन द एनवायरनमेंट व्हिच इज द विद इन द वांटेड एनवायरनमेंट इज एवर सो हेल्पफुल एंड वेरी वेरी कंस्ट्रक्टिव. वंस यू पुल आउट फ्रॉम दैट माहौल देन ओनली एक्सपेक्ट समथिंग लाइक दैट टू हैपन. फिर आफ्टर दैट नो मैटर व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ आर्ग्यूमेंट्स यू आर गोइंग टू प्रेजेंट, राइट, you will not be able to convince them once they are out of that environment. So it's not just about giving them the evidence. And if anybody else has something better to contribute, say.
Rasala, I'd like to say something on that. Madrasas on their own are not enough.
Definitely.
You know, your children are your assets, and you as a father, or you know, have to spend time with your children. In today's society, if you're not willing to spend time with your children, then you've lost them already. I mean, it's a toss of a coin how they turn out. And you want to stop all this, you know, questions that he has. You have to have a relationship with your children that they come and ask you. And if you as a father, you've got a link to the masjid or the imam, then you can deal with that question. And if you've got no link with it, then obviously you are as lost as he is.
True. Bachon ko mahol mein rakho. Ji. लेकिन है बड़ा बड़ा मुश्किल नदीम. माहौल में तो हम रखना चाहते हैं, लाइक यू आर ट्राइंग सो हार्ड, राइट, टू कीप द चिल्ड्रन इन विद इन द माहौल, बट दे फाइंड इट सो डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज द अदर एनवायरनमेंट इज ऑल एंटरटेनिंग, दे लव इट. They can put their hearts and minds into it. It's all about playing. It's all about enjoying. It's all about PlayStation, where they really enjoy. Whereas yaha, they don't enjoy standing before Allah and reading Salat. So it's more or less, it becomes like a liability for them. The other one is enjoyment, and this becomes a liability. How you go about with that? It's very difficult. Very difficult. How do you make them enjoy it? It's not very easy. Anybody can, please, anybody, Rashid, Abu Bakr, the rest of you, please, this is a very, very sensitive issue. And maybe young people understand this better. And maybe you guys can contribute. Junaid? Yes, give it to Hamza.
I was listening to...
Sadi, you know, when you talked about like the blind followers, like uneducated people, it's... I don't like totally agree with it, because there's other things that are un-Islamic that people follow in the name of Islam because of the lack of education. So, don't you think that evidence and sitting with the scholars and understanding the arguments for and against, or like a better way of practicing the religion? Because a person that like knows why they're doing something is more likely to practice it than a person who's just doing it because their parents told them to pray 5 times a day.
Jibita, you are 100% right when I'm saying that they were illiterate, but still they managed, even though they've got some ill practices, cultural practices, because of the illiteracy. They do have some ill practices, cultural practices, which are non-Islamic. However, what I'm saying, they never fall into doubts of nifaq and kufr and atheism. See, where they don't like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they object Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or they object Allah in any way, and see, they don't have that. Yeah, they will have this. We will do matam. We will do this. We will do this. See, that's what I'm saying. So yes, no doubt, illiteracy is not a good thing, and there has been some setbacks because of illiteracy. But when it comes to this atheism, they are never a victim. Because of living in that mahol. Yusuf Shah, kuch keh rahe the? Yes, Zain, you say something better. You've been to school, college, university, you've been up to everything. Football as well. To khelne do na bichare ko. Kahan tha? To acha hai.
I went to shoot football at my friend's house.
You went to which game? Oh, right, okay, in France and Spain.
So he lives in Coventry, invited me there to watch him.
Yes, Zain. We know which religion he believes in. Zain, what's your religion? Mahdi, no, you will be questioned in your grave. Zain. Chalo, carry on. Some comment maybe?
I think online is a big factor as well, and at the moment there's a lot of people online, and even if you scroll there's people saying that there's one guy that comes across on my social media sometimes, and he's just there always every night, and he says, you know, Allah is unreal, and you've got people arguing with him, but in the same breath you've got a lot of good people who are also advocating for the religion against the non-Muslims in places like Speaker's Corner in London. You have the likes of Muhammad Hijab and a few others who are obviously advocating for the deen and against this sort of atheism. So it's a bit of a mix and match, but we have to try and make the deen attractive, try to bring practices into the deen and incentivize the deen. For example, the non-Muslim children at Christmas, they'll come home with and come back to school, tell their friends, you know, we have all these gifts that we've got from our parents for Christmas, and, you know, like rewards for being for their religion. And on Eid, you know, people may come back to school and, you know, they may feel that when they compare with their non-Muslim friends what they have and what they don't have, it might seem a bit less, or, you know, and essentially it's just incentivizing the thing, like just encouraging and rewarding good practices within the deen from a young age upwards. It keeps them wanting and motivated to stay in these places, and also like what we're trying to do in terms of the youth project as well, in terms of bringing trips that schools will take their children on into the madrasa system as well, and other sort of clubs and activities. So what, everything they're doing is within the religious environment and not necessarily within a non-Muslim environment.
True. Agreed. No doubt. I think masjid should begin now to play a role where they can attract young people. In other words, the activities and the facilities should not restrict and remain to morning and evening du'as and Quran recitation and zikr and so on. It should be even more inclusive in terms of recreational activity, just to keep them within our sort of network and environment. Yes, no doubt. Those are very, very important, I think. And the sooner they go away from this, this is when all the problems they start. So yes, it's important to keep them within the environment. For that reason, you can't expect a child to stay in the masjid for hours. Anji. So yes, we need to have something there, right, to keep them going and to be part of that sort of network. And this is why I'm always in favor to have a masjid, just not just masjid, but so many activities and all our needs being met under one roof. That is the sort of institution we should be going for.
Information पे access नहीं थी लोगों की, तो आप एक मस्जिद में जाते हो, जो कहते हैं आप करते थे ना, आपके पास कोई उसका counter नहीं आता था, तो अभी जब हम बच्चों को पढ़ा रहे हैं, तो नमाज पढ़ते हैं, उनको नहीं पता कि वो क्या पढ़ रहे हैं, वो कुरान हिफ्ज़ कराते हैं, पूरा कुरान हिफ्ज़ कर देते हैं, उनको नहीं पता मैंने क्या हिफ्ज़ किया, वो नमाज की इम्पोर्टेंस कितनी है कुरान में उसे नहीं पता, हाफिज़ बनता है फिर नमाज नहीं पढ़ता, ठीक है, चार साल, पाँच साल, आठ साल, दस साल बच्चा हिफ्ज़ करता है. For example, यहाँ पे 80 आते हैं, कितने आते हैं नमाज पढ़ने के लिए मस्जिद उमर से, there is no attachment, उनको पता ही नहीं है कि वो क्या कर रहे हैं. तो मेरे ख्याल में रमजान जो बात की understanding Quran की या दीन की जैसे हम नहीं होगी अभी पहले जो होता था.
Yeah, but again we are inviting, but they're not ready even to come for that. We started Arabic classes. We'll teach you Arabic so that you may understand Quran and Hadith. You won't believe, right, I started this for Ahlul Quran boys, right. Most of the candidates were non-Ahlul Quran. The sum of the Ahlul Quran with a lot of push and shove, they started, but again they started crumbling away. I had to end up closing the class. Even the study circle, I started just right to ask Ahlul Quran, okay, listen, let's turn to Quran. And this is why I deliberately make everybody turn to the Quran and look at the translation. So there is that attachment with the Quran. But again, look around. You know, this certificate, it doesn't mean much to them. Right. Okay, if the whole life depends on this certificate that you're going to give him at the end of so many years, then he will fight for it. But if there isn't anything, this certificate doesn't mean anything. It goes again into your room somewhere in the attic, put away. And has no weight whatsoever. So why should he wait for another 2 years in order to get it? ये सब कुछ हो सकता है, लेकिन आप लोगों के बच्चे इसके लिए तैयार ही नहीं है. वो बचपन में था. Do you know when he was? Yeah, when he was 10 years old, he didn't have that understanding what it was. He didn't look at the world yet. अभी तो उसने दुनिया देखी नहीं थी. तो कहाँ हाँ, it was clear slate. Now it's different. जी. अब उसके जो है वो पर जो है वो जी, इसलिए उसे दुनिया देख चुका है, अब ये नहीं आना चाहता इसमें. चलो अजान दे, तो वक्त नहीं है. आई डोंट लाइक टू डिले इट एनी फर्दर. ज़करिया अजान दे. बिलाल क्विक, क्या शॉर्ट अजान बिलाल?
अजान और अजान की दुआ नहीं है?
किसकी दुआ नहीं?
दुआ बुक में नहीं.
अजान नहीं है और अजान की दुआ नहीं है।
अरे है ना, क्यों नहीं?
अच्छा,
अजान की दुआ तो है ना, अल्लाहुम्मा रब्बा आलमीन,
लेकिन अजान नहीं
है, अजान नहीं है, इसलिए कि
अल्लाहू अकबर अल्लाहू अकबर
फिकह में हम उनको सिखाते हैं, फिकह के तहत आता है, वहां सिखाते हैं।
मस्जिद में एक बंदा इकामत कर रहा था, वो कह रहा था कद काम होती सलात, इंसान कद काम हो, कद काम हो कह
रहा
है, फिकह में सिखा उसको।
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنْسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وكان الله غفورا رحيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
चलता रहे रास्ते में। Thank you. أحسنكم من بأسكم فهل أنتم شاكرون ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها وكنا بكل شيء عالمين ومن الشياطين من يغوصون له ويعملون عملا دون ذلك وكنا لهم حافظين وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الشيطان مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كلهم من الصابرين وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين ونوح ذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لم نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجة إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين والتي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيها من روحنا وجعلناها وابنها آية للعالمين إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون وحرام على قرية أهلكناها أنهم لا يرجعون حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها ماردون لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون إن الذين سبقت لكم جد الحسنى أولئك عنها معدون لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون إن هذا لبلاغا لقوم عابدين وما رسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد قل إنما أنا وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين قل إنما يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فهل أنتم مسلمون فإن تولوا فقل آذنتكم على سواء وإن أدري أقريب أم بعيد ما توعدون إنه يعلم الجهر من القول ويعلم ما تكتمون وإن أدري لعله فتنة لكم ومتاع إلى حين قال رب احكم بالحق وربنا الرحمن المستعان على ما تصفون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ويتبع كل شيطان مريد كتب عليه أنه من تولى فأنه يضله ويهديه إلى عذاب السعير يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرض العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأن الله يبعث من في القبور ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير ثاني عطفه ليضل عن سبيل الله له في الدنيا خزي ونذيقه يوم القيامة عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت يداك وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين يدعو من دون الله ما لا يضره وما لا ينفعه ذلك هو الضلال البعيد يدعو لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه لبئس المولى ولبئس العشير إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فليذكر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيره كذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد ألم تر أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض والشمس والقمر والنجوم والجبال والشجر والدواب وكثير من الناس وكثير حق عليه العذاب ومن يهن الله فما له من مكرم إن الله يفعل ما يشاء يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحبيب يصهر به ما في بطونهم والجلود ولهم مقامع من حديد كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها وذوقوا عذاب الحريق إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول وهدوا إلى صراط الحميد إن الذين كفروا ويصدون عن سبيل الله والمسجد الحرام الذي جعلناه للناس سواء العاكف فيه والباد ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم وإذ بوأنا لإبراهيم مكان البيت ألا تشرك بي شيئا وطاف البيت للطائفين والقائمين والركع السجود وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع
علم ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير ثم ليقضوا تفثهم وليوفوا نذورهم وليطوفوا بالبيت العتيق ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه وأحلت لكم الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور حنفاء لله غير مشركين به ومن يشرك بالله فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان سحيق ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب لكم فيها منافع إلى أجل مسمى ثم محلها إلى البيت العتيق ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدم الصوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور وإن يكذبوك فقد كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود وقوم إبراهيم وأصحاب مدين وكذب موسى فأمليت للكافرين ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان نكير فكأي من قرية أهلكناها فهي ظالمة فهي خاوية على عروشها وبئر معطلة وقصر مشيد أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها أو آذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور ويستعجلونك بالعذاب ولن يخلف الله وعده